As cows get closer to calving, nutritional requirements change. Carl Dahlin, an associate professor with the North Dakota State University Department of Animal Sciences, says for producers with March and April calving dates, a great amount of fetal growth is occurring right now.
You know, if we look at our North Dakota producers, the majority of producers are going to be calving sometime in March and April. So where that puts us right now is we're kind of on a transition from that middle third of pregnancy into the latter third of pregnancy. And as we do that, we're going to need about a 20% increase in the amount of protein that our cattle are consuming and about a 16% increase in the amount of energy our cattle are consuming. And the reason is because we have a great amount of fetal growth. Depending on where you look, that 75 to 90% of the actual growth of our babies is occurring in the 3 months prior to calving.
When nutritional requirements are not met, Dahlin says there are consequences for both calves and cows. To ensure cows are nutritionally ready for calving, producers should evaluate their current condition.
And again, I'm talking now in generalities, but we need to say, when is our specific calving season targeted? Also, what are we doing from a pasture standpoint? Because there are still cows that are out on pasture, out on corn stalks. We likely need to supplement those cows and make sure we boost their energy intake. The other thing we can do is we can look at our cattle and is there a way to group cows? Because in any herd, there's cows that are thin, there's cows that are in good condition, and there's cows that are too heavy. If we just blanket provide more nutrients to everybody, that means we're overfeeding cows that don't need to be overfed.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.